Angela, what happened with that tiebreaker? And can you tell us in your Jennifer Coolidge voice?
Things just went terribly wrong, and I should have trusted my God.
Where do you think your game went wrong, and would you have done any of your HOHs differently or changed any of your votes if you could?
Where I think my game went wrong is not really aligning and choosing people that would have chosen me had I not been so emotional in the very beginning. I would have tried to get more sleep and handled that first HOH much differently and not try to have back-to-back 45 minutes to almost 2 hour one-on-ones with people. And I should have followed my gut and what I wanted, and not try to please the house guests and as an entirety. And I should never have put up Keenan in my first HOH. My second HOH, I didn't have a choice. Quinn overtook that.
If you had won the double eviction HOH, who would you have put up and targeted?
If I had won the double HOH, you better bet I'd put my girl Chelsea up there. And because of promises made, I would have had to put Rabina up as well.
Who do you think is playing the best and worst game thus far?
I think that the person playing the best game this far would have to be Chemo. I think that he is not only completely himself and fun and a lot of fun to be with, but he's also strategic, and he had aligned himself with multiple people, two people, T-Core and Rubina, ultimately. And I think he just, by surrounding himself by people, it did put a target, but at the same time, it kept him a little bit having safety in numbers. And so, therefore, I think Chemo is playing the best game. As far as the worst game, it would probably have to, gosh, it's a toss up between Cam and Mackenzie. Mackenzie's a fighter. She wins a lot, so she's doing pretty good there, but she's extremely gullible, and it might end up being at her demise. And Cam, he's just a follower. He's just a pawn. He's not really playing a strategic game unless his strategy is just to be a floater. Which, in the end, if he gets to the end, I don't think that wins you the money. I don't think that wins you the prize.
Would you ever play Big Brother again, and are you interested in doing more reality competition shows?
Would I ever play Big Brother again? You betcha. I probably would. It was a struggle for me to be away from my family. I think that was a lot of my daily emotions that were worn on my sleeve. It's just missing terribly my grandchildren. They are my livelihood. They are a big part of my life and my husband. And so, just even saying that, it gets me very, very emotional. That's a lot of why I was emotional in the house too, is just my family, just missing them so terribly. Would I play any other reality shows outside of Big Brother? Including Big Brother. Heck yes, I would completely play Survivor. I love CBS reality shows, and Survivor and Big Brother are right up there with each other. I love both. And Jeff is easy on the eyes, so he's a cutie pie. I would love to test my strengths and my social game again, and I would do things a little differently next time. Maybe a lot.